Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This is the Annie Fry Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Welcome back. It's a couple days before Christmas, and we are excited to be with you. Today is our last full show together live, but we will have live shows throughout the course of the remainder of the year. So keep it right here with us. Also, subscribe to the YouTube channel. We're very close, Ryan, to 13,000, which is our goal.
What's the number?
12,984. We just need 16 more subscribers.
16. We can do this.
We could do this right now.
We started the show at what, 34?
37.
37? So yes. Now we need 16. It's happening fast.
Yep. So come to the Annie Fry YouTube channel and subscribe. That is the Christmas wish that I have for today here as we wrap up an interesting 2025. You can also text the show if you want. You can text us whatever, 314-241-9797. You said you have some texts.
All right, this one just came in. It says, I just made some sourdough yesterday. 5 minutes in the mixer, 6 hours to rise, 45 minutes in the oven. That's a process.
Say that again. So you...
5 minutes in the mixer. 6 hours to rise, 45 minutes in the oven.
But don't you have to pull some out so you just keep so you can keep making it?
I don't know. I assume that's part of the process. Mm. This one says, wishing all of you and your families a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from the Balls Nation.
Balls Nation.
Hi, Balls. Much love to each of you on the AFS.
Hi, Balls.
And then how about this one? Just subscribed. Wow, Ryan is not as needy looking as I thought.
For me.
Hang on, because one came in right after that from the same number. It says, wait, Ryan is not as nerdy looking as I thought. Stupid autocorrect.
Comment on the rest of us. We'll get Ethan in here. You can tell us what you think about him. You should just have people comment on your looks, Ryan.
That's fine. I can handle that.
You can get a taste of what I get in my Facebook inbox and Instagram.
People constantly commenting on my looks?
Not on yours.
Oh, you got to have some pretty thick skin, don't you?
Yes, I do.
That's rough. That's rough. Do people call you nerdy, though?
Mm-mm.
Or needy?
Mm-mm.
Either way?
No.
I guess I sound nerdy. Do I sound nerdy, Brad?
A little bit.
If you were to receive messages, let's just say weekly, about your looks, would it bother you? Not necessarily in a bad way, but... mixed bag.
So some are positive, some are negative. I would think it was a little weird as a guy that people were commenting on my looks that much. But I don't know what I'd think of it because it just doesn't really happen.
We are up to 12,990, just 10 more, and we are going to be over 13,000. Did you have any more comments you wanted to read?
No.
Okay. Let's get to some of the stories that we think are going to be big carryover stories, or maybe even some ones that we kind of thought, you know, big stories that happened this year, but we're going to materialize in one way or the other. I will say, there are a couple on this list that I remember vividly, like being in here, these stories happening, and watching the story unfold in the moment, because some of these stories are just like kind of political news stories. Other ones look a little bit like
it's in big trouble.
Can I
wait
answer?
A minute? No. You've done a lot of talking. Your country is in big trouble.
I know.
You're not winning. You're not winning this. You have a damn good chance of coming out okay because of us.
Mr. President, we are staying in our country, staying strong from the very beginning of the war. We've been alone, and we are thankful. I said thanks
in
this cabinet, and not only in this cabinet.
We gave you, through this stupid president, $350 billion.
You voted for your president.
We gave you military equipment, and your men are brave, but they had to use our military.
What about Vespasian?
If you didn't have our military equipment, if you didn't have our military equipment, this war would have been over in 2 weeks.
So you've got Zelensky there. I think that is where the Rubio photo that is kind of the viral gif where he's sitting and slouched back on the couch in the Oval Office. And it's like, oh, well, yes, now Marco Rubio has to coach Ole Miss or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it came from the Zelensky-Trump blowup. Do you remember when that happened?
I couldn't tell you the date, but I remember all of that very well.
But do you, like, if you were to pin in on a month?
June?
February 28th.
It was that quick?
Mm-hmm. That quick. That's how fast the news cycle was moving when President Trump got into office. Things were going so quickly that within 5 weeks of his inauguration, he's got Zelensky in his office telling him to be more grateful.
Wow. You know, hearing that now, hearing it then, it was like, ooh, this is big news. And, you know, you're in the midst of the negotiations between Russia and Ukraine. He wants to end the war. He still wants to end the war. But hearing it now, I am so thankful that he did that, because more and more and more reports have come out. They were already before that meeting, too. But they've continued to come out of how much freaking waste, fraud,
corruption,
laundering of that money has taken place under Zelensky, and you know he knows it. You know he knows it.
It was kind of the way you did things. If it's status quo, at some point you kind of stop feeling bad about it, especially, and I don't know in this instance, but if you come into it and this is how things are done, then yeah, it's just like how things are done. Let's not pretend. And this is one of the things that Ukrainian officials kind of poked back at America. They're like, oh, you're upset about our corruption? Have you looked in the mirror? And we have taken a little bit of a look in the mirror this year, and we're like, oh, not so great.
Mm-hmm.
But don't be sending American tax dollars over to Ukraine without being judicious with it. And also, you want to see Zelensky understand his proximity to the generosity of who? The American taxpayer. Not Donald Trump, not Joe Biden, not Republicans, not Democrats, the American taxpayer. And for once in my lifetime, I'm seeing a president who has respect for the American taxpayer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a happy camper about that. Speaking of President Trump's inauguration, we'd be remiss if we didn't revisit.
And I've learned a lot along the way. The journey to reclaim our republic has not been an easy one, that I can tell you. Those who wish to stop our cause have tried to take my freedom and indeed to take my life. Just a few months ago, in a beautiful Pennsylvania field, an assassin's bullet ripped through my ear. But I felt then, and believe even more so now, that my life was saved for a reason. I was saved by God to make America great again.
I will note that when President Trump spoke and said that, the room rose and Joe Biden and Kamala Harris remained seated. I still want to know what Barron Trump said to Joe Biden. That is a video that has been repeated over time. He walks over to Joe Biden. Joe Biden's got his half smirk, kind of like, where am I, look on his face. Barron Trump walks over, leans behind Joe Biden's face, whispers something, and Joe Biden's facial expression completely turns on a dime. And he doesn't, I'm not going to say he looks scared, although he could have been scared. He didn't necessarily, he could have looked confused, but I don't know if he was confused or if he was concerned But his expression went from his kind of flippant, where's my next dot I'm supposed to stand on, to half smirk, to, what was that? Someday, Barron is going to tell that story, and I want to make sure that I'm there when it happens. That inauguration, I actually think it's interesting how I believe the inauguration of Donald Trump into a second term was kind of understated. The pomp and circumstance of going out and addressing the people outside, because remember, it was like no degrees outside. It was super frigid cold. And so they said, we're going to bring it inside because it's too cold to have it outside. I think that that was as much a security response than anything else, which I was grateful for. I would have been happy if he would have sworn himself, if he would have been sworn in the Oval Office and just like, give me the pen. It's time to get to work. It's kind of what they did. Sort of. Mm-hmm. They moved from the inauguration to like the next room. He's signing documents. He went on like a Washington, D.C. tour of signing things. That's where the nation really got introduced to Will Scharf. Mm-hmm. When he was at the arena there, which is where a lot of the overflow went to, because there are a lot of people who had come to D.C. to attend the inauguration. They moved it inside. These people couldn't go to the inauguration and participate the way they wanted to in this historic moment. So they did this. They had people at the arena. He shows up. He starts signing things. And Will Scharf has told the story before, but he said that essentially they're like getting ready to go out and do this thing. And president says, well, how are the people going to know what it is I'm signing? And they kind of were like, well, they'll know. They'll know what it is. And he's like, why don't you say some things about it? And then Will Scharf came into his, what was at least a 4 or 5 month public display of executive authority by narrating in the way that only Will Scharf can narrate an executive order and being like, here, sign here, here, here. I think it was really cool to watch him take on that role.
It's been amazing to watch what's happened, kind of a bigger picture here, with the Missouri Attorney Generals. I mean, he never quite got there.
Attorneys General.
He was running for it. Of course, Andrew Bailey is about to be the second in command at the FBI.
Probably. That's not announced yet. Yeah. But like,
well, he was already the co-deputy.
As Tucker would say, obviously.
Yeah. So, and of course, Eric Schmidt, you know, I mean, it's amazing to watch the pipeline running right through Missouri here.
Yes, a hotbed of strong legal position here in the state of Missouri. Another huge story from the year.
The president is pleased, the country is pleased, and frankly, Brian, the whole world should be pleased with the courageous action that President Trump and our United States military took on Saturday night. I want to thank, and the president wants to thank, the brave pilots who flew nearly 40 hours and more than 7,000 miles from the middle of America to the Middle East to conduct this highly successful and complex precision strikes on Iran's nuclear facilities. This is an operation that presidents of the past have dreamed about, but no president had the guts to actually do it. But President Trump did, to take away this imminent threat, not just to the state of Israel, but to the United States and the rest of the world. So the country is a safer place today because of the president's bold action, and he has prevented a nuclear conflict. He has prevented a rogue radical regime from obtaining a nuclear bomb and threatening our people.
So Carolyn Leavitt, speaking on the strike on the nuclear facilities of Iran, that was a... You get that alert on your phone, and you were wherever you were. And I was at a graduation party when that happened. And I kind of stopped in my tracks, and I'm like, I need to get to a place where I can just watch the news. And it was one of those moments to me, not the same caliber, which is what, and what played out. And that's kind of the point of what I was saying. But like, when September 11th happened, you stopped in your tracks because you had no idea what the next moment held. When I read the headline and saw that we had used our military air power to bomb and take out Iran's nuclear facilities, I for a moment did not know what was going to happen next. And I had to soak it in. And it real, you know, you realize, you remember all the lefties out there going like, this is just going to fan the flames. And mm-hmm. this is the start of World War III. And really pushing like we weren't as successful as obviously we were. You had to hold your breath for a second to find out what happened next. And it turns out, at least this far into that moment, that it was 100% the right thing to do and probably should have been done a long time ago.
And I'm no war hawk, but the thing that fans the flames the most with Iran is doing nothing or actively dropping cash mm-hmm. off with them either way. But doing something like this, how much have you heard out of Iran since then?
Not a lot.
Almost nothing. And that means that this was a tremendous success. Even Iran, you couldn't get a straight answer out of what had been bombed because they were so in disarray at the time. But it turns out that it was 100% successful. They are not talked about at all. They're not threatening Israel. They're not threatening anybody right now. They have nothing.
It takes fortitude. Testicular fortitude of the kinds of Trump and Hegseth to go in and do what they did. And it to me, to know the mission that they took on and the precision with which they executed it, as an American, I just kind of feel like I want to walk a little taller. Mm-hmm. And the BA-ery of what we defined the mission, carried out the mission in the dead of night with those Missouri B-2 bombers. I've got goosebumps just talking about it. It does make me feel like, okay, as long as we have the right people making the decisions, we are in the right position. We have the capabilities to defend ourselves, and we need to go further with that. And I think we have those people.
And as much as we talked about the Afghanistan pullout sending a message to the rest of the world of our incompetence or lack of ability to stick with allies, this did the exact opposite. It showed everybody we will not be messed with. Not under this guy.
Yeah. And we're capable and willing.
And we will do it.
Yes. Some more stories of 2025. Big stories. Of course, the biggest one, I think, that we haven't quite touched on yet. You might guess what that is. We'll discuss that when we come back. Go vote in the YouTube live chat poll. Which do you enjoy more at Christmas time, giving gifts or receiving gifts? We've got a gift exchange here on the Annie Fry Show we're probably going to do here, certainly before the show is over. So come join us on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. Only need 3 more subscribers to push us up to 13,000 on the YouTube channel for the Annie Fry Show. We'd love to have you. We'll be right back.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
All right, 13,000, yay, before the first half of the show is over on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. Thank you. This is usually where someone comes and unsubscribes. You got to do that 13,000 times. Keep going.
Oh, the bell broke.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, there it goes.
We do appreciate it. We'd still love to have a crowd of people come join us on the YouTube channel. We're going to do a lot of fun things. Here's this, before I get to, and I might tell the story and talk about the biggest story of the year, which is certainly, in my opinion, the death of Charlie Kirk. I do want to talk a little bit about, I was saying in Wiggins America that my husband was being a dream killer last night.
Don't love that. Don't love the label. Sure, he was doing his best.
It's a Wiggins TM.
Yes. Well, yeah. Wiggins is in Katie Wiggins.
Yes, Mrs. Wiggins. I've mentioned this once before on the air, I think, but our kids' bathroom, there's a plumbing issue that needs to be resolved in the shower. There's a leak somewhere.
There's a leak in the shower that leaks into other rooms?
Below.
Okay.
We have to, like, pull everything out and fix it. Okay. Jared can do that. He knows how to do plumbing. He has, in our first house that we lived in, he turned a closet into a half bath and everything. He knows how to do it. If you know how to do something like that, and you compare the cost to pay someone to come show up and do it yourself, it is outrageous. To especially now, if it were the master bathroom, I would maybe feel a little bit different about this. But we have 6 people right now using 1 stand-up shower.
It's a lot.
No bueno. There are people not showering. It's not me. We have in the master bath, we have a stand-up shower and we have a bathtub. So Molly will take baths. She prefers baths anyway. That's fine. But we need the other shower to be fixed. It's not in function. It's not in use right now because it has leaked before and we don't want to cause that problem again because that turns into a bigger problem. So I want to renovate the bathroom. It doesn't need to be fancy. The bathroom is very much like original to the house that was built in the early 2000s. So it's not like an offense to my eyes, but it is an offense to the structure of the house if we don't do something about it and continue to use it. So I think we can make this. I think we can make this happen. I know we can make this happen, but the question is, can we do it and still get along?
Sounds like a sitcom.
I said on X last night, I posted, I want to do this over the break. I want to get this done. I think we can do it. We've done this before. And we have more resources at our fingertips now than we did when we originally, when we had our first house. So I think we should do it over the break. And the whole time, he never says no. Do you ever say no when you're killing dreams of your wife, when she's got an idea? Do you ever just say, no, we can't do that?
No.
Or do you just try to make it seem so awful that she's like, okay, never mind.
I give reasons why it might not work or probably won't work. I don't just say no.
That's exactly it. But do you concede that there are also a ton of reasons why it would work and be better if you did said thing?
No, I don't. I work through the reasons why it won't work so that if those are overcomable, then I know, oh, this actually is doable. It's how you do it.
No, that's how you do it.
That's how
Jared's doing it.
That's how you got to get over those things.
You should see the ChatGPT chain I have. I have a floor plan. I have ChatGPT putting me... Dad, my dad's calling me right now. Daddy, I'm working. Can't talk. he doesn't... It is a 95% chance my dad doesn't know he's calling me right now.
My mom does that a lot.
All the time. ChatGPT, I got it to where it's like measured out. This is how much flooring you need. It's not a big bathroom. It's got a full bath. So tub and shower, a vanity, a toilet, a mirror. Done. Small. Not going to be a huge investment in materials, like as far as bathrooms could be. We're not looking to have a super high-end finish here. I want it to look nice and fresh and new, but I don't want it to leak. And don't you think to yourself, like, when she is what Mrs. Wiggins is telling you, if she's trying to get you to do this, isn't she saying, like, but think about after the bathroom is done and we have two functioning showers. And if we take it apart and we can't finish it right away, we're not using the shower anyway. So it's not taking something out of use that's less than ideal.
Oh, yeah. She's pitching me on vision all day. That's how she gets me to agree to these things. But the practical part to me in this scenario is the seller, because you need to not have leaky pipes. Mm-hmm. That's a problem. You need to have it functioning because you have six people in your house and one shower. That to me is the pitch. And if I heard that, I would say, yeah.
Will you approve this project for me? And I'll just tell Jared you said so.
Yeah, yeah. I would say go ahead and put the Wiggins stamp on it.
You know how far that carries in my house.
I know.
It's not my dad. I'm talking about Jared.
That's why I think you're fine to do it.
By the way, my mom just texted me, oops.
So they're
so
together.
She called me.
She picked up your dad's phone.
Accidentally on my dad's phone.
Yeah, that happens.
It just says, oops. That's funny.
Give up on vision. Give up on vision. Just go practical. We just got it. We got to get this done.
That works.
That's all I'm saying.
It would make life easier for you.
That's yes. And so I have ChatGPT has created a shopping list for Home Depot specifically, so that he could go in and say, "This is what I need," including a list of links. So if we want to purchase all those things online and have them shipped to store, we could just do that from home and go in. Last night I was saying to Jared, "I'm going to go take the shower surround down," and he's going. No, you're not. And I'm going, I'm just taking it down. It's not going to stop anybody from using the shower. The shower's not being used. I'm just going to take it down. And he's like, Annie, no, you're not.
You're pushing his hand. You're pushing his hand.
I know. But if I start it, then it has to happen.
He knows that. That's why he's telling you no.
He was forceful in a vocal way that he is never.
Because he doesn't want to do it. He probably wants a nice Christmas break. And he knows that there it goes.
Not, lock in and get it done in 48 hours, bro.
Are you good at this kind of stuff?
I'm helpful.
So you guys together.
If I could do it myself, I would just do it myself. I don't know how to do plumbing. He knows how to do basic plumbing.
How bad is the leak? Is it crazy?
It's made the water has made its way. There was not proper ventilation done on a couple of things in the house. Like, he's had to revent, for instance, the dryer didn't have a vent, and it caused condensation, which caused us whatever. We had to cut holes in the wall, and we fixed it. We don't know exactly what the problem is with the shower, but we know there's a problem, and we know that we've done Drano to the point where, you know, the thing doesn't drain, but it leaks. It's got to come out. It's got to happen.
And so you're going to live stream this as you tear apart the...
Well, I asked if people wanted to see it. Like, should I do a...
You should, and you should have a sitcom open for it. What was she to do? Where was she to go? She was out on her fanny. That's how she became bathroom renovation Annie.
Hey, I need that clipped because we'll use it. Jared's sitting right now in his car going, oh.
Yeah, you're getting the weight of St. Louis behind this project.
I know. I'm flexing the few muscles that I have right now. This is pressure. And Jared, even Ryan said we should do it, mostly because it involves him.
I don't have
no
to do anything.
Corner.
I have no investment in this other than this moment, just agreeing with you to make a nice, clean, wrapped up segment.
This is rational, though, correct? This is a rational.
Based on the way that you've pitched it, I would agree. I would agree.
I can, according to the materials, which includes everything from the mortar that goes under the bathtub when you set a new bathtub in there. Maybe we'll keep the bathtub that we have and I'll paint it, but I'm preparing to buy a new one because that's how things go. We can do the project for like $2,000.
Plus time.
Yeah, but time we have right now.
Time you have right now.
And I keep telling him, like, if we put this off, every day that we don't get started on this is a day that it doesn't get done until summer because we started it too late in our break. Or we could go B to the dub and get it done right away. And then we could have people showering, not in my, in his, but mostly my shower. Get them out.
I will say, as somebody who is not handy at all, but does own some real estate.
Chris, go ahead.
This is a project that I would prioritize because I don't deal with leaks. If there's something leaking,
something else is going to happen.
I'm like, no, we got to get that fixed. Yeah.
Chris on YouTube said, Annie sounds like my wife, oversimplifies what's involved. Excuse me. I know what's involved. I talked to ChatGPT and ChatGPT gave me step-by-step instructions. And I've watched a lot of YouTube DIYs on bathrooms that look exactly like mine. So I know exactly what I'm doing. I'm making so many men crazy.
That's why I said, based on what Chris just said, if the facts you're presenting is all there is, then I would agree.
Russell wants Jared to call in and give his side.
I kind of do too. That's why I'm withholding all my cards to say, well, maybe he's got an ace in the hole.
He's coming at 2:30 today.
Well, maybe he needs to come and present his side then. It's really the perfect day for that.
I've already got him to concede, but I don't know if he's happy about it.
Well, then he should explain that.
I told him, I go, Jared, demolition could be fun. And he became less interested in the job when I said that.
Yeah, because then he's going, oh no, what are we going to do? Is he going to cause more problems?
Stella says on YouTube, I'm with you, Annie. Well, I'm with you, Stella. You were brilliant. Tell my husband that. Chris says, all that stuff doesn't take in account for what can and will go wrong. Well, I understand that. But what could go right, Chris? You have a bad attitude.
Also, I'll defend Annie here and say, it's already wrong. It's not just a project that you want to do for vanity.
No, this is not like, oh, let's spruce our house. I mean, I do want to spruce it up for when we sell, but we are much further away from selling our house and doing this for that. We have, like I said, Jared knows how to do plumbing, but we also have family members that he's worked with before and friends who know these skills, so he can call, and he does call to ask for help, and they're very grateful and gracious in the past, have always been, to lend some advice. So,
yeah,
Jared, do not give Annie a hammer. Give me the hammer! I want the hammer, and I want it now! I'll get it done so fast.
Don't give her the hammer.
Give me the
hammer!
I
agree with Jared on that.
I might do some video of this. I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to point a camera at myself and act like I belong there.
Jared, 2:30.
2:30. He'll be here.
I want to hear it.
He didn't know that this was going to be public, but of course it is. More big stories from 2025 next.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Well, every year Ryan demands Taylor Swift Christmas, and he hits us if we don't play it.
I mean, yeah, you guys he hits us. That's not where I thought that was going. Listen, you're gonna play Taylor Swift Christmas, or I'm gonna punch you in the face.
It's not very hard.
I don't care if you're a boy or a girl.
It doesn't hurt. It's just annoying.
So not only am I extremely violent,
in the nose.
I'm violent, but I'm also weak. Great.
It kind of looks like a cat's paws, just like
lasers. I'm like, hey, ooh, what's that? Climbing up my little tower. Perched in here.
In the corner.
Play Taylor Swift.
Any more texts? 314-241-9797. That's 314-241-9797. If you want to text us, you can text us anything. We have no rules today.
Annie is a smoke show. Ryan is a dope show.
What? Is that really in there?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
Says Ryan is not nerdy. Merry Christmas to you all. Love you guys from Dawn.
Hi, Dawn. Merry Christmas.
Have ChatGPT do your bathroom.
Is there a way? Because I would hire ChatGPT to do it.
I don't like how ChatGPT is all smart about everything, but it can't actually do any real work.
I got hostile with ChatGPT last night.
Good for you.
I was trying to make a diagram of my bathroom, and it kept moving the door to the wrong wall. And eventually, at one point, I wrote in all caps, "You are making me crazy." And it was like, "You have a right to be frustrated. I understand that I've misunderstood you."
It was the Hunter Biden response.
It was. I don't know. I went to Grok and I told Grok specifically, "I'm bringing this over to you because I was trying to use ChatGPT and it wasn't getting it right. Hopefully you can." And then when I put in the prompt that I was trying, basically in the bathroom that I want to renovate in the next 48 hours, there's a bump out from a hall closet, like a linen closet. So I need to factor in that that's not flooring that I would need or whatever. It kept putting the bump out like as a separate space on the thing. And when I put it into Grok, it gave me renderings of nice looking bathrooms.
Really?
I was so mad. I'm like, be smarter than this. AI is not there yet, folks.
No, it's not.
It's helpful, but it is as frustrating as working with humans.
Yeah. Yeah, I've tried using AI for a few spreadsheet things, and it's like, guys, you don't know what you're doing yet.
Frustrating?
Frustrating. Because it almost gets it.
Yeah.
It kind of gets it.
It hooks you like you're just writing the prompt the wrong way. And so you spend five times as much time trying to write a correct prompt than it would have if you had just made the spreadsheet yourself.
And that's the thing, is that I don't want to waste my time to not waste time. I'll tell you where it's really helpful, though, is with my business, being like, hey, this is the name of my business. Write me up a receipt for $1,600. And it just, boom, boom, boom. There it is. That's really helpful.
I did ask ChatGPT for some good pudding t-shirt ideas, and it delivered.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Can you share?
Maybe later.
Can you dish that pudding?
I might make them. Might put them in my store.
You're going to hold that pudding? You're going to dish? Oh. just a smile and a sigh.
Yes.
Okay.
Annie's a smoke show. Ryan's a dope show.
Yeah, that's in there.
That's kind of hurtful.
No, it's not to you.
Well, it's just, you know.
He's calling me a dope. He or she. I don't know who it is. Merry Christmas. Good luck with the bathroom from John.
Thank you. Gonna need it. Say some prayers.
You should try bumping with zombie claws. I don't know what that means.
Sounds.
This is, but it ends with coming from a loyal listener.
Ryan, air quotes, doesn't know what that means. Okay.
It's not me. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to screen these before I just read them.
Well, you whiffed on the last one.
This one says, for me, if I have a task I don't really want to do, I will allow myself to get something special I've been wanting when it's all done. Something to look forward to. But what you want is the bathroom. So you're kind of going with both there. That's all. Oh, gosh, the texts just keep coming in.
314-241-9797. Let's take a quick break. You can keep texting us. We love reading them. It's fun to be able to connect with you on a day like today. When we come back, we are going to talk about Charlie Kirk, though.
Okay.
That happened live. That unfolded while we were on the air, like from start to finish. What do you want to read before we go?
Is anybody getting Ethan melatonin deodorant for Christmas?
Why didn't I think of that? Oh my gosh, I got to go to the store. I'll be right back. Don't go away. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. So we have a YouTube poll up for you right now. Which do you enjoy more at Christmas time, giving gifts or receiving gifts? Leave us your thoughts and your comments on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. We are over 13,000 subscribers. So everybody who came today, that's like 30. We started with needing 37. So that's pretty great. 37 plus 5, 42 subscribers today. Thank you so much. Answer to a Christmas wish. That I had to get us over 13,000 before the end of today's show. One of the biggest stories, would you say it's the biggest story, the assassination of Charlie Kirk?
No, I think the biggest story is probably the inauguration of Donald Trump, but they're close.
I don't think you have an inauguration of Donald Trump mm-hmm. without Charlie Kirk. I truly think that his efforts through Turning Point, but also taking an entire generation and giving them a safe space to think differently than the mm-hmm. indoctrination places that they're regularly connected to. I think that Charlie Kirk's influence, you know, J.D. Vance told the story of informing President Trump that Charlie Kirk had been shot and killed, that he said that Donald Trump sat back in his chair. He was sitting at his desk in the Oval Office, sat back in his chair and said something to the effect of, like, he worked really hard for us, didn't he? And I think J.D. Vance made a comment that was one of the only times that he kind of saw the president at a loss for words in that moment, knowing that the finality of what had taken place. And I would presume the way that story unfolded that day, I was interviewing DeRoy Murdoch, I believe. Was it a Wednesday? I was interviewing DeRoy Murdoch, I think. Is that right? Or was it it was Congressman Bost. That's who it was. Mm-hmm. I was interviewing Congressman Mike Bost. So it was about 1:30. So it would have been a Wednesday. We would have interviewed DeRoy at 1 and Bost at 1:30. And the news started to hit that this had happened. And there are many times during the show where we are seeing rumblings on X that something has happened. And I just don't want to bring that to your attention until it's something that can be confirmed. And so we were watching and we were actively looking for confirmation. Now, somebody could be shot. Donald Trump was shot. He was grazed in the air. Mm-hmm. Was he shot? You're darn right. He was mm-hmm. shot. Were they tried to kill him? Of course they tried to mm-hmm. kill him. He survived. What does it mean when Charlie Kirk got shot? Over the course of the following 90 minutes on the show, we turned it over to live coverage on Fox News. And, you know, I've thought about taking that video down on our YouTube channel, but I know that wherever you were in that moment, you could go see where we were. And we were, Ryan, I remember you saying that you had seen the video, which eventually most of us ended up seeing, and I don't know that it's out there anymore. I haven't looked. But the video is so gruesome. And we spent the entire 90 minutes that was left of our show before we turned it over at 3 p.m. to Mark Reardon waiting for somebody to say something, to acknowledge the kind of condition he was in, or to say, Charlie Kirk is dead. And nobody was saying anything. There would have had to have been some reports of, you know, he reached for his neck, or, you know, some sort of reaction that would indicate there were people all over the place. If there would have been a sign of life, there would have been some sort of conversation piece that would have been out there, some sort of eyewitness report. And there was none of that. They were saying nothing. They also weren't saying that he died instantly. And then right at about 2:54, they came out and said that they had identified a pulse. I don't even know if we were able to acknowledge it on the air, if it was like the last thing we said. And it turns out that there was never anything. He died instantly. Any pulse that was generated was not a life-giving pulse. But Ryan, you were sitting in here while we were just listening to the Fox News report, because 97.1 is St. Louis's Fox News radio affiliate. So we are grateful, especially in a moment like that, to have the ability to bring you straight to the closest on the scene reporting that we have through our partnership with Fox News. You said off the air, I just saw that video and there's no way that he survived that.
Yeah. I think that's the first time we've talked about that. There was just no way. I mean, you watched it and you went, I think what I said was, if he survived that, it's a bona fide miracle.
Yeah. That's exactly what you said.
Because there's just no way. And
I remember saying, I don't want to see it. I don't want to know. And before the show was even over, you couldn't not encounter it.
You know, I'm curious. And again, this is an opportunity if you want to talk to us, to text us or live stream, comment with us, of what you were feeling that day. Because I know in here, we were surprised at how emotional we were. Because before Charlie Kirk was he's a martyr now. Mm-hmm. Before he was a martyr, he was a highly influential political figure in America, or social figure, either way. And I wouldn't have thought of him as somebody I had any sort of emotional connection to. We're on the same side of the aisle. I was very much in favor of what he was doing. I liked a lot of what he was doing. But I know that day, it felt like, what are we supposed to do? Because I'm way more emotional about this than I feel like I should be, as somebody who would need to go on a report about this right now. And I remember leaving here, and again, like you said, we didn't know exactly what had happened when we went off the air yet. In fact, we were kind of hopeful at the last second there, but we didn't know.
We were actually vocally mad that there was hope being spoon-fed out, because it seemed so unrealistic.
Right. But I went straight to a baseball game for my kid, 8 years old, and nobody was talking about it, but you could just tell everybody was sitting in it.
Waited.
And then right after that, I go on a guy's trip every year. Went on a guy's trip, and we had a fine time, but there was just something weird in the air the whole trip. And obviously, I'm a little closer to these things because of the job that we do. None of those guys are in politics or anything, or in news. And they were all just kind of feeling the weight of it. Nobody really wanted to acknowledge it.
We went into a new level.
But something happened.
Yeah.
And I just wonder, you know, if everybody felt that, if that was something that I just perceived or whatever. I'd love to, you know, read your comments on
Jason Chaffetz was there at that event in Utah.
He's one of a kind. I mean, I really thought that years from now we'd be saying, yeah, President Charlie Kirk, because for a generation, nobody speaks to them like he does. He has built a coalition, and it's based on policy and argument, and it's based on a belief and challenging people. And he was stimulating a younger generation who wasn't getting it in the classroom. He was getting it online, and he was getting it going on television and doing on-campus things. I've been to a couple of his on-campus, and he literally will sit there and answer questions from anybody.
He's like, so you listen to Jason Chaffetz, who witnessed this. You can hear the quiver in his voice as he's speaking about this. You can hear that this was so upsetting to him, certainly to have his family there, to have witnessed it. And I think we were there as before Charlie Kirk and after Charlie Kirk died. And I think that that was that kind of weight that you feel was that pivotal moment where you realized, okay, things are different now. We live with a different set of facts now after that this was taken from us, and that there are people willing to take it and then watching the people celebrate it. What did we lose? We lost Charlie Kirk.
Well, I mean, I'm just flesh and bone, but more importantly, I'm a soul. Mm. And that soul is accountable to one being. Mm. One being.
Yep.
And really two temporarily, because also your wife, but you know, what you should be accountable to your spouse, because that is a spiritual union.
Like your church.
Exactly. Like the bride of Christ and Christ come together. That is what marriage is supposed to be. Mm-hmm. But I mean this in the most, it used to impact me. I mean this in the most serious way. I literally don't care about what people say about me. I couldn't care
How
less.
Long did it take you to get to that point?
Years.
Yep.
It takes years. And you grow a thicker skin. And or you start to realize what really matters in life. I mean, I've had an unbelievably blessed life. Been doing this now, it'll be 12 years on June 5th.
Such a young man to
you
do
know,
it.
So young.
Yeah, so praise God. I mean, I've been all across the world. I've met with world leaders. I've flown in Air Force One, got to know a president. Hopefully he becomes president again. We get to, you know, I have an amazing family. The podcast, Turning Point USA, all that stuff. And so you experience that and you're like, what actually matters? What matters is your relationship with the divine, your relationship with your family, your kids, and maybe a close collection of friends, and your relationship with the truth.
Charlie Kirk. That's what they took away from us. And I fear, and I look at what the Lord is doing here and think his message is bigger and broader than it has ever been. We'll be right back.
You want to retire?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.